Hi, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to the Advanced Planning Podcast Series here on the UBS Conversations podcast channel. For today's conversation, glad to welcome back Senior Wealth Strategist Jennifer Lan, as well as Wealth Strategist Premini Skandura. They will spend some time today highlighting planning strategies to keep in mind as we near the end of the year. Jennifer and Prem are both members of the Advanced Planning Group here at UBS. This team educates ultra-high net worth families and individuals on various topics of interest, including estate planning, tax planning, family office structuring, as well as charitable giving. So with that, Jennifer and Prem, thank you for dropping by the podcast, for spending some time today with our listeners and our clients as we will dive into the 2024 year-end planning guide. With that, Jennifer, what can you share with us about this year's piece?
Yeah, happy to, Dan, and we're very glad to be here. So we structured the piece a little different this year. The new format of the 2024 year-end white paper provides more of an overview of a handful of selected topics for clients to be mindful of. And while this new format points out these different strategies that we're going to talk about today, our new 2024 planning guide that came out earlier this year will have more in-depth information on the specific items we're going to talk about today. So clients can utilize that guide for more detail on each topic and strategy that we discussed today and in our year end.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. There's a lot there we can dive into. I know the white paper provides a ton of planning ideas for clients. So with that, maybe each one of you could highlight one topic for clients to keep top of mind as year end quickly approaches. Prem, beginning with you.
Thanks, Dan. You know, as year end approaches, when it comes to income taxes, a client may consider a few things. First, calculating or recalculating the taxes they expect to pay. Secondly, confirming that they've made sufficient tax payments during the year, either through withholding or estimated taxes. And finally, planning for the payment of any taxes that will be due, whether through additional estimated tax payments or a final tax payment. Now, if something needs to be sold in order to get the cash to pay taxes, then the individual needs to be mindful of when they do this and how that will affect their income tax liability. And additionally, Dan, most individuals' 2024 income tax returns are due April 15, 2025. An individual may apply for an extension to file their income tax return. The Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, grants an automatic six-month extension so long as the individual files an application for extension before the original due date for the income tax return. With the extension, the 2024 income tax return generally is due October 15, 2025. As a reminder, an extension of time to file doesn't extend the date on which the individual must pay their taxes.
We talked a lot about, over the course of this past year, the Corporate Transparency Act. And what the Corporate Transparency Act did was create new reporting requirements that will affect many family businesses and other entities that families use in their wealth structures. And under the Act, the reporting companies must provide information about their beneficial owners to the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FinCEN. And so what does that mean? A reporting company generally is any corporation, limited liability company, or entity formed or registered in the United States unless it qualifies for an exemption. And for example, a trust is not a reporting company. A beneficial owner generally is an individual who either directly or indirectly exercises substantial control over the reporting company or owns or controls either directly or indirectly 25% or more of the reporting company's ownership interest. And so for the year-end piece is obviously, what do we need to report? According to the regulations, for a reporting company formed or registered before January 1, 2024, its initial report is required to be submitted to FinCEN not later than January 1, 2025. For a reporting company formed or registered on or after January 1, 2024, its initial report is required to be submitted to FinCEN within 90 calendar days of formation. After this initial report is sent to FinCEN, an updated report is required to be submitted to FinCEN within 30 calendar days after any change in the previously reported information, so the result of a change in the management or ownership structure of the reporting company. One thing to keep in mind, though, is that a federal district court has held that the Corporate Transparency Act is unconstitutional. but the federal government appealed that decision, and the ultimate resolution of the constitutional issue may take months or even years. So FinCEN announced that it will continue to enforce the Corporate Transparency Act subject to any court orders enjoining enforcement against certain reporting companies.
Okay, so there's a lot there to consider. As a follow-up, Prem, Jennifer, can you provide us with two big focus items for clients to be mindful of that advanced planning is discussing this year end?
Sure, Dan. A big topic of conversation advanced planning is having as 2025 is approaching is the topic of making gifts using lifetime exemption, especially so for an individual who wishes to reduce their estate for estate tax purposes. Now, these are gifts that don't qualify for the gift tax annual exclusion, which amount is $18,000 per person in 2024. These gifts also don't qualify for tuition exclusion, medical expense exclusion, marital deduction, or charitable deduction. In tax jargon, these are called taxable gifts, even though an individual doesn't pay any gift tax on them until the total amount of taxable gifts that an individual makes during their life exceeds their lifetime exemption. In 2024, an individual's lifetime exemption is $13.61 million. The lifetime exemption adjusts annually for inflation, but a temporary doubling of the lifetime exemption is set to expire after 2025. And by making gifts that use their lifetime exemption, the individual potentially removes from their estate any future appreciation with respect to the assets the individual gives away. Additionally, by making those gifts before the lifetime exemption is currently set to decrease after 2025, the individual potentially can take advantage of the higher exemption while it's still available. And finally, how do we make these gifts, right? So when making gifts that use their lifetime exemption, an individual might make gifts into an irrevocable trust for the benefit of their spouse or descendants or a combination of the two. Using a trust may offer important advantages, which we discuss in our white paper. Essentially, a trust can potentially provide the beneficiary with protection from creditors, including a spouse or a former spouse, and it can also potentially keep the trust property out of a beneficiary's estate for estate tax purposes.
So I'm going to talk about charitable gifts. So charitable giving is always a big part of year-end planning. So if an individual wishes to obtain an income tax charitable deduction for 2024, then the individual has to make their gift on or before December 31, 2024. So when contemplating year-end gifts, an individual really needs to be mindful of the practical issues that come along with completing a charitable gift. For example, a gift of stock for which the donor maybe has a physical stock certificate, that can take several weeks to complete. Similarly, if the charitable gift is of real estate, that can involve preparing a deed, signing it, and delivering it to the charitable organization. The type of asset gifted and the particular charitable organization the asset is gifted to will in part determine the available charitable deduction for that particular donor. And the donor will be subject to adjusted gross income limitations on their charitable contributions, so they should be cognizant of that as well when making decisions on year-end charitable gifts.
Well, Jennifer, Prem, thank you both again for dropping by UBS Conversations to spend some time with our listeners, our clients, walking them through the 2024 year-end planning guide from the Advanced Planning Group here at UBS. Highly encourage our clients of UBS to have a follow-up conversation with their UBS financial advisor and review the guide further. Though with that, Prem, Jennifer, thank you again for joining us today. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
Neither UBS Financial Services, Inc. nor any of its employees provide tax or legal advice. You should consult with your personal tax or legal advisor regarding your personal circumstances.
As a firm providing wealth management services to clients, UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreement and disclosures that we provide to you about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary or ask your UBS financial advisor for a copy.